More than half of the world's population now lives in cities, and the glaring lights increasingly make the sky too bright to see the stars. That's a concern for Paul Bogart, who wrote the book End of Night, which examines the increasing use of light for public safety, which results in light pollution blanketing our world and blotting out the heavens. He spoke with Living on Earth's Helen Palmer.
Now, one of the reasons I think that people have embraced light is basically this fear of the dark. Do you think that's really what's at the base of this growth in light?
Well, you know, it's a complex problem, a complex issue, but I do think that we have a basic fear of the dark. I sometimes laugh because I admit in the book that I'm afraid of the dark, and people think, you're the guy who wrote the book on the value of darkness. How can you be afraid of the dark? But I think it's a perfectly natural thing to be afraid of the dark. I think what's not natural is to then compensate for that fear by trying to light up our nights as bright as our days, and to think that we can somehow, you know, do away with darkness by turning up the lights ever brighter.
But I think there is this feeling that with light will come security. You know, you have this feeling of the murderer or the thief sort of like lurking in the darkness. And so obviously we turn on the lights to become more safe. Has it made us in that way more safe, or does more light make us more safe?
Yeah, sure. I think that's really at the heart of it. And when you ask people, you know, do we need all this light? People say oftentimes, well, yeah, we need it for safety and security. But the truth is that, well, some light can help us be more safe and secure, and no one's suggesting that we just turn off all the lights. But what people are suggesting is that we don't need all this light for safety and security, and that, in fact, when you have ever more light, you often create more problems than solutions. Oftentimes when you have lights that are too bright, they cast shadows where the bad guys can hide. There's so much light in our nights that are glaring light that make it hard for us to see. And then also, too much light tends to create the illusion of safety. We think we can be reckless purely because it's light out, and that's obviously not the case.
So it basically destroys our night vision as well.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, one of the most startling estimates that I found when I was doing the research for the book is that some 40% of Americans and Western Europeans never experience or rarely experience night vision. We're in the light so much that our eyes never switch to night vision.
You told that very sad story of somebody saying, "What are all those white dots up in the sky?"
Exactly. And you know, if you live in a major urban area, major city, you're not seeing anything close to the night sky that we ought to be able to see. And I had several nights when I was traveling for the book where, say, I was standing on a bridge in London and I looked up and I could count about 20 stars. And that's nothing when it comes to the night sky.
Well, it's not only our inability to see the stars that's a problem. You actually point out that this excess light is actually making us sick.
We're learning more and more. More and more research is showing us that light at night, in fact, is impacting our physical health. And in three primary ways, it is interrupting our sleep and contributing to sleep disorders, which are tied to every major disease that we're dealing with now. It's confusing our circadian rhythms, those internal rhythms that orchestrate our body's health. And then perhaps most troubling, it's impeding the production of the hormone melatonin. Melatonin is only produced in the dark, and what scientists are finding is that a lack of melatonin in our bloodstream is linked to an increased risk for breast and prostate cancer. So nobody's saying, you know, that yet that light at night gives you cancer, but what everyone I talked to did say was we've evolved in bright days and dark nights, just like all life on Earth, and we need both for optimal health. To think that we can simply flood our nights with artificial light and have it not have an effect on our health is probably foolish.
Obviously, one thing that I know night workers complain of is that they all put on weight. It seems to somehow, in fact, really upset the circadian rhythms in terms of digestion as well.
Yeah, it really does. And I think, you know, the folks that are bearing the brunt of all this light probably most directly right now are those people who are working the night shift or rotating shifts. And that happens to be more and more of us. And too often it's the poor folks who need to work at night. But I talked to a number of folks who work the night shift who have put on weight and just say it's really, really difficult to live this way. You feel exhausted all the time. You feel tired all the time. And they can sense that it isn't right, but they have to do it.
Well, even if we actually sleep in a theoretical dark room, there are all these sort of like LED lights. There's little lights on the alarm clocks by our bed. There are the lights on our watches, the lights on our phones. It's amazing if you just look around the bedroom, theoretically, the dark bedroom, what's still on.
It's true. We have lots of little lights. And I think, though, that, you know, a lot of folks aren't even aware of how important it is to be sleeping in the dark, to pull those shades completely shut and to turn off the lights in the hall room. And to, you know, if you get up to use the bathroom in the middle of the night, to not turn that bright light on. One thing that researchers are seeing a lot of is that people are doing a lot of reading on the computer or on the tablet, their phone, what have you, right up to the time they turn off the light and go to sleep at night. And this keeps the production of melatonin from starting when it normally should. What scientists are finding is that it's the blue light in the screen that's having the most negative effect on our physical health. And you know, a lot of the new LEDs that we're seeing in our streetlights and in a lot of our gadgets and that kind of thing are really heavy with this blue, rich, white light that we really shouldn't be seeing in the night.
One of the things you're doing in your book is going around searching out these advocates for dark skies across the world, actually. There seem to be many of them. What do they advise, or could we basically do to reverse this trend of ever brighter, ever brighter, ever more destructive?
Well, you know, I'm optimistic about it. I think there's a lot that we can do. And it starts with the way that we use light. And I like to say that, you know, light at night is not the problem, it's how we use it. So that is true in our homes, where we can have light that is shining only downward. We can turn off our lights when we go to bed. It continues into our communities, where we can have a lighting ordinance in our communities that will describe the kind of night that we want to have in the places that we live. Most of us don't want to live in places with glaring, super bright, ugly lights. We prefer to have lighting that is subtle and nuanced and maybe even beautiful, even as it provides us with the safety and security that we know we want. So from the individual all the way up to the community and even on the statewide level, there are things we can do right now to begin to control this.
Things like downward pointing streetlights and stuff like that you're talking about?
Absolutely. You know, one of the biggest problems that we have with our lighting, one of the, I guess, basic problems is that we have light shooting in all directions right now. And we have light that's being sent straight into the sky. We have light that's being shined into our eyes as we drive down a street. And we have too much light that's just shining from one neighbor or one streetlight into our houses. And none of that light is doing any good. In fact, it's just all wasted light. So simply by directing our light downward just to where we need it, we can have a huge positive impact.
Paul Bogart wrote the book End of Night. He teaches English at James Madison University in Virginia and spoke with Living on Earth's Helen Palmer.